Well, hello. Thank you for clicking on the MP3 link or downloading it, or what's the other one? The OGG format. Who uses that? I can't imagine anybody clicking on that. This is Spurious. Hello. And what I'd like to do at this point is something a little bit experimental. I have contributed two things to Literotica. One is a story that I wrote a few years ago. The second is a rereading of the same story. I've not contributed anything apart from that, and I'd like to do it now, but I don't want to be restricted by what I've written. So what I'd like to do is just go with the stream of consciousness. I've not planned anything. I've not written anything. I have nothing in my head about what I want to do. Something will come to me because I have ideas, but nothing planned. So if you'll allow, what I'd like to do is for us to get to know each other a little bit. Sounds weird, I know, but I think it's going to work. I've got a sense, and if it doesn't, then I'm just going to delete this, and I'm not going to put it up or email it to anybody. So if you're hearing this, it must mean because I think it works, although you can be the judge of that. So, hello, I'm Spurious, and I'm talking to you from London. Can I be more specific than that? Yes. Southwest London. Can I be more specific than that? No. I'm talking to you from a flat. My flat, it's quite high up. It's overlooking the city of London and a lot of the southwest of London as well. It's beautiful. The time is in the evening where I am. And the lights are dim in the flat. Things are cozy. And the heating on is on. It's warm. Right now I'm wearing jeans. I've got a shirt on. My underwear is present and correct, if you're taking notes. If you're really taking notes, we've got a green, a turquoise strap and white white fabric. If you're taking notes to that extent, please seek some help. So I would like us to, as I say, to get to know each other a little bit. Things will not be erotic for a little while with this, and the reason for that is deliberate, because I think that erotica builds, and I'm not somebody who's going to go straight into the kind of side of things immediately. For this purpose, just so that when we get there, things are going to seem a little bit more real, I hope. So, what to talk about? Let's imagine a scenario. I am here and there's a knock at the door and it's you. You come to the flat. Why have you come to the flat? Let's say I've advertised a room. I've got a room spare. A room that I would like to be filled by somebody in the flat. And you have noticed the advert on the online, wherever. And you've called and you've said a little bit about yourself. You've described yourself. You've said your name or the name you want to give. You've given your description. Said what kind of place you're looking for. I've told you that I am in my late 20s. Told you that I'm single, I'm living alone. Told you that it's a lovely flat, you've seen pictures. And you come round, you're interested. So I hear the knock. And I go and answer the door. And there you stand, we see each other. First time. Eyes make contact. And you look at me. I look at you. And there's a little tingle in my crotch because you're beautiful. And we hold our gaze for a little bit longer than we should. And I invite you in. Come in. I say it like that, as nonchalantly as possible. I don't want any sign that I think you're stunning to be revealed. So come on in, come on in. Totally act like it's nothing. and you come on in. You close the door behind you, and I introduce myself. Hello, I'm Spurious, and I'd like you to see the flat. We get chatting, just small talk at first, nothing major. You say what you do, I say what I do. How long have you been in London? Okay, I've been in London for this long. And I show you around. It's not a huge flat, doesn't take long. So before long, you've seen everything. You've seen the bedroom, seen the kitchen, seen the bathroom. And we head to the living room. I offer you a seat. Would you like a glass of wine? Pour you a glass. And you take a seat on the couch. And I take a seat opposite the couch on a table. Pull up a chair. You make yourself comfy. And you're wearing just a short, not too short, but a short skirt that rides up your thighs as you sit down. And can't help but notice that. And you notice me noticing that. And we exchange a look again, and you blush and look away. And there's the faintest tint of a smile from you, and I see a little glint in your eye, and I'm mortified, of course, because I don't like being caught doing that sort of thing, but I've been caught, and there it is. So what can I do? The moment is happening, and it's gone now, so I quickly make small talk again about the same things we talked about before, and you can tell that I'm repeating myself and getting a bit flustered, so... you take a sip on your drink, and I take a larger sip on my drink and hope that things can move on quickly. And you ask about how long I've been single. And I say, oh, well, you know, I've been single for some time, and, you know, that's fine. I'm not necessarily looking for something long term. I'm quite happy with living the single life and enjoying all that that can bring. And you explain that you're in a similar situation, recently split up from your partner, or maybe you're in a relationship. You take from this what you want to take. Maybe you're in a relationship and you say that you're single at the moment, but you know that deep inside you're not, or maybe you are, and you're hoping for some spark of excitement, something to release you from your anesthetic and spark some adrenaline. And things stick like that for a while. And we chat about the pros and cons and the pros and cons. But all the while, as we're getting to know each other, we can tell that we're building up this attraction. We're building up this desire. And it goes unsaid at first. It's not a surface level thing. It's a, you know, it's something, it signals, it's hints, it's glints, it's the moments we catch each other looking at each other a little bit longer than we should, until I go a little bit further than I should, ask you if you'd like to stay for dinner. Things don't get to dinner, by the way. it's not gonna go on for that long. I'd be here all night. But you take the hint. You take the signal. I ask you if you'd like to stay for dinner. You say, who needs dinner? You uncross your legs. I uncross mine. I'm showing less than you are because I'm wearing jeans and you're not. But I can see you're wearing no panties. And I spot that. And you can tell that I've spotted that. And you look at me, and you ask me if I like what I see. And I tell you yes. Yes, I do. And you glance down at my crotch, and you can see the outline of my penis growing larger and larger. And I can't stop it. It's going. It's growing larger and larger. And it's because you're fucking gorgeous. You're beautiful. And there's nothing I can do about it. You're amazing. And I'm looking up and down. I'm looking at you cruising over your figure with my eyes, taking in your arms and your breasts and your stomach and your legs and all of you. And I'm glancing up at you as well I'm doing it. And I'm looking for some kind of approval. And you're not giving it. You are not giving it. You are giving off the signal that you are not happy. You think this is inappropriate. That's the signal you're giving me. But I think I can tell from the very corner of your eye that actually you're quite enjoying this. And I'm loving it. I'm loving the fact that I think that you're enjoying this. There's all sorts of perception levels going on here. But you're not crossing your legs again. You have kept them uncrossed. And I touch myself. It's pretty shameless. It certainly oversteps a mark. But I put my hands over my jeans and I just grab. I grab. And my cock is hard as a rock. That's a rock for people who don't live in England. A rock. Hard as a rock. Hard as a fucking rock. And it needs to be touched and sucked and fucked. And you know this, and so do I. So how do we get to the next step? What would you like to do? That's why I ask you. What would you like to do? What do you want? What do you want to happen? And you don't answer, you just look, and your eyes go south, and just look at my bulge, now a tent, in my pants. And I get up. And I put on some music. And things get slightly more silly, as they should. And you keep your legs uncrossed. And you pull down your sleeveless top. And expose your breasts. And I realize you're not wearing any underwear at all. And that's great. So the music goes on and you sit there and we keep our eye contact on each other and I just start dancing, silly dancing around the flat. And as I'm dancing, I'm removing my clothes and I'm throwing them around and throwing them to the corner of the room. And you are sitting there and you're laughing and it's fun. It's great fun. We're both having a good time. And before I know it, we've become so distracted by the fun and the music and the laughter and the enjoyment that you don't realize I'm naked, and more to the point, I don't realize. And I'm standing there, and then suddenly the track comes to an end, 3 or 4 minutes later. And the moment just comes back to us. The reality hits us. Hang on a second. 15 minutes ago, you were walking through the door, and we had never met. Now you're sitting, legs spread, I'm standing in front of you, cock, hard and attentive, completely naked. And you are sitting there, looking at me, and there's silence, complete silence. What happens next? Who says what? How are we going to get to the next step? Well, I reach down and I put my palm up, my right hand, put my palm up just below my cock and I start to stroke. And all of this time we're maintaining eye contact and my expression is one of I'll be honest, seeking approval. I don't want to put you in a bad situation here. I don't want to make things uncomfortable for you, but at the same time, you are fucking sexy and you make me so fucking horny. And I've just got to touch myself. I have just got to take myself in hand and pump my cock as hard as I can. My dick is rock hard and it's because of you. I bring my hand up, spit on it. You say that's filthy. You say you're disgusting. You're revolting, you pervert. And then you laugh. And I know it's okay. And the police aren't going to get involved. And so I put my handbag down and I start stroking again. Lubrication makes it easier. And then I slowly walk towards you, wondering what you're going to do. And you reach out and you take my penis in your hand. And you spit on it as well. You spit 3 or 4 times, getting it as wet and messy as possible. And it's stiff. It is stiff. And you're wanking it as much as you can. Teasing the head, pulling down on the shaft, really getting a good feel for that dick. And I come in closer. And I straddle you as you're on the couch. And as I straddle you, my cock pushes towards you. And now it's inches from your mouth. And you know that. But you choose not to do anything about it. Because you know what I'm going for. And you don't want that to happen immediately. So you just keep doing that. And you look up and there's a naughty glint in your eye. And you're enjoying it. And I know you are. And I'm enjoying it as well, and I want you to take it further. I want you to put it into your mouth, and you don't want to. Just, well, you do want to, but you just don't want to do it just yet. You want to tease me a little bit more. You want to frustrate me. And you're doing a good job. I've got to tell you. I've got to hand it to you. You're doing a great job. But before long, you can't resist, and your tongue comes out and just flicks over the head. Just that little sensitive bit of skin underneath the bell end. Just as the shaft starts, there's a little sensitive bit to a man's dick at that point. And that's the bit you tease, and it drives me wild, and my eyes float back in my head, and I think, fuck, how am I going to control this? How am I not going to come immediately? But you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing, and before I know it, the whole length of my shaft has disappeared into your mouth. Right down. Pressing against the back of your throat. Your tongue flicks over my swollen testicles, my swollen balls. And it's gorgeous. And you're gorgeous. And as you're doing that, my right hand, I just reach behind me. And somehow... through some contortion that exceeds the limits of physical science, I managed to find your pussy. And I just flick my hand over the lips of your cunt. Just teasing, just gently, just getting a sense of the texture, a sense of the shape, a sense of your wetness, sense of how moist you are, sense of how ready you are. And then I gradually ease a finger inside of you. Push it up slowly. Just all the time being very perceptive about your reactions, your flinches, your sweat, your breath. And I push a finger up inside and I feel you're dripping wet, ready for it. And you start breathing heavier. And so do I. By the way, that happened a while ago. I forgot to mention that. And I lean across And can you hear this? Close the curtains, because the neighbors are looking in, and they actually are. Hope they can't hear me. So, we are in a situation now where you are on the couch, your legs are spread, I am naked, I'm on top of you, I'm straddling you, you're sucking me off, and I am fingering your pussy. And we break off from that moment. And we look at each other and we think, fuck, what is happening here? What the fuck is going on here? This is insane that this is happening. But it is. So, we both look at each other. We exchange that look. And we decide, yeah, let's take this further. Let's fuck right here. And you get up, and in a fluid moment, you rip off your shirt, you rip off your dress, and we just stand together. Now, I don't know how tall you are. I'm 6'2". And a moderately fit build. So we're standing up together, and we're skin to skin. And I can feel your breasts against my chest, and I can feel your whole body against mine, and you can feel my dick pressing up against your stomach, standing up erect, tall, attentive. And our faces are next to each other. We can feel each other's breath on each other. And before we can think much more, you jump up, and I catch you in my arms, and I gently ease you down onto my stiff prick. It slowly eases inside of you. And we both groan. We both moan. We both wonder what the fuck is happening. But we both realize that we are loving it. And you push yourself up and down and up and down, and I'm moving up and down, up and in you, and then down, creating a momentum, creating a thrust, a to and fro. And it gets a bit much. We both don't have the strength to do it. Jesus, how can anybody do that for more than a couple of minutes? I don't know. We're not in porno land here, so we collapse onto the floor, but we don't stop, and I don't pull out, and we're still in each other, and it's fantastic. So we're laying on the carpet now, beautiful flush shag carpet, and we're thrusting into each other, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We both groan, we both moan, we're both building up the momentum, and it gets harder and harder and harder, and you're screaming for me to go harder, and I'm hoping I don't come at any second, because you're so beautiful that can happen. I'm just thinking about anything I can to make sure that that doesn't happen. But believe me, it could. And you're asking me for it too. You're asking for me to come. Come inside me. Come inside me. And I'm thinking, don't come inside her. Don't come inside her. But eventually, your nails dig into my ass, and your hands scratch down my back, and it's too much, and I explode inside of you. Explode inside of you. And you can feel the warm jets of my hot cum spurt and spurt rhythmically inside of you. And we collapse. We both sigh, we let the orgasm take us both over as we both come. And we are in that position for a while on the floor. Me on top of you. You can feel my weight, my skin, my body. I can feel yours, your legs wrapped around me. And now it's awkward. But we loved it. We loved it. And you don't say much, and I don't say much, really. After a few minutes, I pull out. I ask if you'd like another drink. You decline. You put back on your clothes. And you give me a cheeky smile. You give me a cheeky wink. And you say you'll be in touch. And I say that I'd love you to take the room. It's yours if you want it. Do I hear from you again?